You're listening to MorningDisaster.net.
Because for now, the sex toy that I found is firmly planted in my bun.
Hey, baby, this is your best friend, Spidey Jones.
Yes.
Just got done having the most amazing sex.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm Stéphane Buffet.
I've been a very, very bad girl.
I have a bit of a green thumb myself. I used to have a brown thumb, but the doctor said I'd get retarded if I kept doing that.
Sorry about that.
There's a while I made it into a jack-off machine. Actually, it's a shoe polisher.
My, there's some stretching going on now. Oh, my. There's, the defense is really stretched out.
Brings it to the belt.
My goodness. And here comes the head. Oh, holy moly.
I will not step out and take the defense.
Hey, let's hear it for Sean Bullitt.
I'm a mummy star.
Somebody get me the urine tester.
Here. Kills the urinal tract infection.
I know another inventor I read about the other day, a guy named Sean Bullitt, is inventing a car that runs on garbage.
Yeah. I am not a pedophile.
Tickles the clown. Hey, kids, want some candy?
Stop you, laughing!
You were a poor enough husband to drive your wife into the arms of another man.
No, I was afraid of her. She cheated on me. A freaking bitch!
Deer in my butt.
I'm Jim the photographer. I've had sex with a porn star.
Oh, that poor guy.
Yeah, it was pretty horrible for him. I mean her.
I made my first dildo.
You made a dildo?
My first one, yeah.
Number one of the top 10 things a woman must have in order for rage to be attracted to her. Number one. A penis.
And well, mother and father.
Here it goes.
I could swear the voice massager had veins.
Yes, hello. Oh my. Oh, happy Monday, everybody. How you doing? It's the Morning Disaster. I'm Ray Lytle. On this fantastic Monday morning, I hope that, listen, I know that you people listen to the podcast, you didn't get this, but if you listen live every day, if you listen live to the show, I play some best of, you know, material before the show starts sometimes. And I gotta tell you, that's the best Sean Bullitt story ever that we played this morning. So how you guys doing? Hey, welcome. Like I said, it's Monday. I'm here. I'm Ray Lytle. It is the morning disaster. And let's get to it. Phone number is 814-0332. That's 814-0332. It is a Monday. I hope you guys had a great weekend. I know I did. The Super Bowl is set. The Super Bowl is set. All right. It is going to be the, once again, the New England Patriots, because it's, well, it's not a Super Bowl unless the Patriots are there, it seems, versus the Atlanta Falcons. So the Atlanta Falcons are going to be in the Super Bowl. Which they've been there before, but this will be interesting. I want to see maybe this is the year they can win it. I mean, I'd like to see them win it. I'm sick of the Patriots being there. Both games were blowouts yesterday. And I got to be honest, am I crazy or is football just not as exciting as it used to be? Because for me, it's not as exciting. I just don't care about it as much. I find myself watching it, but sort of half watching it. It's like I watch it, and if I go to the bathroom or something, I don't rewind. It's like I watch it, but yet I'm also doing other stuff on the computer. And if I miss a play, eh, no big deal. I'm watching it, but I'll fall asleep watching it, you know, because I'm on the couch or I'll lay down and fall asleep, wake up. It'll be a different score, and I just won't care how it happened. So if you're the NFL, is that good? Is it good that people, although they're watching, they just don't care as much? But I got to tell you, I would have cared, all right? I would have cared if it would have been maybe the Kansas City Chiefs were in the game, or if the Cowboys were playing somebody, or if Houston, like a team that had never been there before, or Detroit, you know. I would have cared if those teams were playing. But we had the New England Patriots versus the Pittsburgh Steelers. I mean, these are the same teams. They're there every year. And although, I mean, listen, their fans, congratulations to their fans. I'm sure they found it exciting. But I'm saying the rest of us, it was just boring. I mean, Tom Brady has an amazing AFC championship game to lead him to the Super Bowl. We've seen it before. We have seen it before. It gets old. The lack of parity in the NFL has made it boring. Because the AFC team that everybody thought was going to be in the Super Bowl is going to be in the Super Bowl. And listen, this is nothing against the New England Patriots. You know, congratulations to them. They're a quality team, a quality franchise. They did what we expected them to do. It's not to you know, say anything bad about them, but the rest of it, we're sick of it. We've seen it before. Exactly what we thought was going to happened, and we just didn't want to watch it. So if the NFL wonders why their ratings are down, why popularity's down, that's one of the reasons. And we also know, I mean, come on. They didn't call a penalty in that game until the third quarter, all right? There wasn't a single flag thrown in that New England Patriots versus Pittsburgh Steelers game until the third quarter. And let me tell you, those two teams held on every single play. It didn't matter who had the ball, there was holding on every single play. And when they didn't call the flag after the first, like, 10 plays, every subsequent play afterwards, there was even more holding. Because the NFL doesn't do it. They don't do a damn thing. They don't stop them. So the game gets boring. And I'll tell you what, I'm not sure they've ever called holding on New England. And I'm not a Patriots hater. I'm not a Steelers hater. It's just, I don't hate them. I'm bored with them. I'm sick of them every single year. And then, of course, Atlanta and Green Bay, which we were hoping to get a good game out of. It wasn't. It was a blowout. And Aaron Rodgers was having a hot year. I mean, they beat the Cowboys last week. Everybody's all excited. Oh, my God, this Green Bay team can shock the world and blah, 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 blah. No, they got their ass handed to them. That was ugly. So a total blowout. Let's hope the Super Bowl is better. But I'm going to tell you, I'll make a prediction, and this prediction is going to be that the Super Bowl ratings will be the lowest they've been in quite some time. And I'm not, listen, I'm not Trump. I'm not totally focusing on ratings. But I'm telling you, these ratings for the Super Bowl will be the lowest they've been in many years. All right? That's my prediction. So the championships were yesterday, the AFC and NFC championships. And, well, like I say, congrats to Atlanta and to New England. They'll be playing in the Super Bowl. And I guess I'll be rooting for Atlanta just because we haven't seen them as much, okay? With Atlanta, we haven't seen them as much. So that's why I'm rooting for Atlanta. There's no huge fandom on my part. I'll watch the Super Bowl because I always watch the Super Bowl. But it, while I'm watching it, I'll be dreaming of, let's see, give me two teams that would have been fun to watch. Give me Houston and Dallas. Or Kansas City and Dallas. Or Miami and Dallas. You know, the Bears and the New York Jets. You know, give me any other team. And granted, you can make an argument. People could say, well, Ray, you know, you're bashing the Patriots. I'm actually not bashing the Patriots. I'm bashing the NFL because you make the league fair, you know. Do something to compensate for the teams that can't do it, or do something to either have the owners that won't commit either lose their teams, get new owners, or make it even. Do something. The NFL needs parity in the worst way. I mean, it really does. Wouldn't it be nice to not know who's going to go? Now, granted, some people didn't know Atlanta was going to go before the season, but if you really looked at football, you had a pretty good idea that it would either be Atlanta, Green Bay, Carolina, who really disappointed all year. You had an idea it was going to be one of those teams. The Cowboys were a shocker this year because they were better than everybody thought. But in the AFC, 100% before the season started, everybody said, oh, it's going to be New England. No doubt about it. All right, so, yeah, it was very, very boring games yesterday. And it just made me think, I can't wait till baseball. I cannot wait until baseball season. Because, football is so boring to me. It really is. It's the same thing over and over and over and over again. And the same teams. I mean, you know, give us something new. I mean, come on. Anyway, it is the Morning Disaster. I am Ray Lytle on morningdisaster.net, your tune-in radio app under Morning Disaster Network. And, of course, we're on Facebook Live. That's right. And that means, if we're on Facebook Live, that means it is time to give you the stupid news. Are we ready? Are we ready? Let's get to it. A 33-year-old woman in Florida tried to throw a drink in a woman's face while they were arguing. But she accidentally hit the worst person possible with the drink. And that was the cops. A woman in Melbourne, Florida, flagged down two cops on Monday. She said her friend just got attacked by a 33-year-old woman named Twyla Saunders, who lived nearby. You know what? Twyla, T-W-Y-L-A. Twyla Saunders, Saunders, I guess. Twyla Saunders sounds like somebody who lives in Florida. Well, who's that? Oh, that's Twyla. Hey, Twyla. Well, hi, girl. How you doing? It's me, Twyla. How you guys doing? It's me, Twyla. You guys want some lemonade or some whiskey? So the police ran to Twyla's house, all right? Twyla said, well, this woman's making the whole thing up. I didn't do anything. And the police said, well, this is confusing. But then the woman who contacted them, all right, who flagged them down, started arguing with Twyla. And Twyla said, well, you're just a damn liar. And she tried to throw a drink in the face of the woman who claimed she was being irrational. Unfortunately, she missed the woman, and it hit one of the cops with it instead. The drink hit the cop in the chest and face, so of course she was arrested for battery on a law enforcement officer. And while they were booking her, they searched her, and they also found a crack pipe. So congratulations to Twala. My name's Twala. She's now facing drug charges, too. That's not my pop. So congratulations, Twyla. Way to go. You sexy thing, you. A guy in Chicago stole a bunch of packages out of a FedEx truck. And when cops tried to stop him, he ran, leaving something special behind. Let's find out what. This guy in Chicago broke into a FedEx truck while the driver was eating lunch at Wendy's. I'm not sure why Wendy's was important, but I included it. So the guy breaks into the FedEx truck and he starts stealing packages and putting them in his car. Well, someone saw this guy doing it, so they called the cops. And the police raced over. And they tracked down the car, and they saw him, and they tried to pull him over. The guy got out and ran. He left behind all the packages he stole. Oh, and one more thing. His one-year-old son, who was in the back seat the whole time. Needless to say, the police eventually got him. And he's looking at several charges, including abandonment of his one-year-old who was in the back seat. There's no report of what happened at the Wendy's when he left. Let's go to Florida once again. You know, I should do an only Florida connection here because cops in Florida connected a woman to a stolen car on Friday. When they realized she was toothless. All right, now listen why that makes a difference. 31-year-old Lindsay Stanley McShane of Lady Lake, Florida, stole a Kia on Friday. Eventually, she pulled over and got out, and she started trying to break into people's homes until the cops showed up. When the police got there, they realized the Kia was stolen, and they saw Lindsay, and they said, "Did you take this Kia?" And she said, "Nope." And that's when the cops realized she didn't have any teeth. So they went back to look at the Kia, and inside the Kia, they found dentures. Well, it was just a case of putting two and two together. And Lindsay Stanley McShane, toothless Lindsay Stanley McShane, was arrested. Oh, yeah. And it also seemed she was on drugs. Yep. They got her on drugs, too. Toothless. Can I ask, who in the hell is toothless at 31 years old? Are you guys like me? And I try not to judge people. It's hard. It is hard to not judge people. But I see people who are like 30 or 30s or even 40s. And they're toothless. I mean, they don't have a tooth in their freaking head. Now, let me ask you something. How does one lose their teeth at such a young age? There's no reason to be toothless in your 30s. I mean, teeth are strong, all right? Teeth are something that human beings grow that are super strong. They're durable. They don't break easily. I mean, these teeth can with they can take a lot, you know. They can take a lot. So what the hell happens to their teeth? Is this all drugs? Is it? Are you drinking something bad? Are you eating? What is happening to these people's teeth? And when your teeth start rotting, because the only way to lose all your teeth is to, you know, have them rot or to have them pulled. You know, that's how you lose your teeth. And I mean, don't you realize it? Like when you lose a couple, don't you start going, oh man, you know, I better take it easy. I don't have a lot of teeth left. How in the world do you lose all of your teeth? And when they lose their teeth, like the people who smoke meth and stuff, and they lose their teeth, because you know your tooth, like I had a tooth, I'll show you guys, where is it? Hold on, I got one. So I had a tooth here. Okay. My tooth broke. I had a tooth break many years ago. All right. And, you know, when it breaks, it sort of cuts, or it breaks in half, and then, you know, when they take it out, all right, when they take the tooth out, they have to pull out the rest of the tooth, which is in the jaw, you know. And here, look. See, could you see it? It's, I don't mean to flip you guys off. I just, see, way back, way in the back. I didn't get a spacer, but because it's like the, you know, it's a second to last tooth. Why waste the money? So when that happens, and if you've ever gone through it, if you've gone through it, you know what I'm talking about. The bottom of the tooth stays. So when you lose all of your teeth, all right, does that mean there's little, what's the word, nubs? There are tooth nubs in your head? Is that what's going on? You got tooth nubs filling up your head? Because that's craziness. I mean, that's you got some problems. But anyway, 31-year-old Lindsay Stanley McShane of Florida, toothless. And they busted her because of it. Can we stay in Florida? Because I'm loving this Is It Florida vibe. All right. 35-year-old woman named Joanna McDaniel from Ocklawaha, Florida, was pulled over Saturday when the cops saw her driving the wrong way down a one-way street. The police said, "Ma'am, have you been drinking?" That made her lift up a can of Michelob Ultra. Woo! And say, "Hell yeah!" So, if you're wondering what happens when you do that, the answer is you are arrested for drunk driving. All right? That's right. You get arrested for drunk driving. As this woman is now proof of. So there you go. I thought that was an interesting story, so I thought I'd share that with you. Let me. I got time for a couple more on Facebook before I leave Facebook today. Police in South Dakota got an emergency call about a mysterious substance on the dressing room floor at a mall. That's right, Sioux Falls, South Dakota. A mysterious substance on the floor in one of the dressing rooms in a Yonkers department store. I think that's, yeah, is it Young? Younker? Yonkers? I don't know. People were worried it was gasoline or something flammable or, God forbid, you know, something that could explode. But the cops came to check it out, and they quickly figured it was anything, that it was not anything dangerous. Just Just super gross. See, apparently someone had been trying on clothes in the dressing room, and they had trouble squeezing back into their leather pants. So they pulled out a tube of lube from their purse and lubed up. They lubed up to get the leather pants on. So once again, this headline, someone used lube to get into leather pants. It was considered a very suspicious substance. But it was lube, and it was used in a dressing room. Well, that's wonderful. That's wonderful, isn't it? And last but not least, I'll do one more. And then I'll get off Facebook Live, and you can listen to the rest on the TuneIn Radio app. All right, just download TuneIn Radio. A woman in Florida was busted for using photocopied bills to try to pay at a Walmart and an Applebee's. A 30-year-old woman named Brandy Harden went to a Walmart in Lake City, Florida, and tried to pay for her stuff with five $20 bills that were clearly just photocopies. When she tried to pay for it at Walmart, the cashier looked at the money that she had given them and said, "Hey, this is just a Photoshop $20 bill." Which made Brandy run out of the store. She just ran out. Now, she might have gotten away with it because, you know, she left Walmart. Nobody caught her. They didn't accept the money, so she, you know, she'd gotten away with it. However, she couldn't resist the delectable temptation of Applebee's. 2 days later, she went to an Applebee's in Lake City and decided she would use those photocopied bills to try to pay her Applebee's bill. So this is where she got it, okay? Because at Applebee's, she ate first, all right? Then she tried to give the waitress the counterfeit bills. And when the waitress looked at the bills, she said, "Hey, these are just photocopied $20 bills." And, of course, the woman freaked out and ran out of the Applebee's. However, when running out of the Applebee's, she left her iPhone on the table. She left her iPhone on the table, which police were able to grab the iPhone and then find out username, and they tracked her down. And they arrested her for possession of counterfeit bills. Oh, and for not paying for the food at Applebee's. So there you go. That's today's stupid news on Monday, January 23rd. I'm going to get back and finish up the show on morningdisaster.net or the TuneIn Radio app. Just search Morning Disaster or Morning Disaster Network, and there we are. Thank you for watching Facebook Live. Have a good Monday. All right, so there you go. Now we end up the Facebook Live portion of the show. Oh, my God. Hey, a new study has theorized why teenagers don't mind when their rooms smell terrible. Now, if you have a teenager, I have a teenager, and thank God. By the way, thank God I don't have this issue. But I'll tell you what, I could see a lot of people who have it. A lot of kids. Their rooms are so disgusting, so filthy, you know, that they stink. Their rooms smell awful. And because they smell awful, you'd think that the child would recognize this, you know, and do something about it. However, many of them don't. For example, if you've got a teenager whose room is legitimately disgusting, all right, and you wonder how they live like that, especially when you go into their bedroom and you smell that odor, you know, like you get near those kids sometimes and you just, oh my God, you know. Well, here's the reason why. They don't mind the odor because this is what a study has shown. Teenagers literally do not smell the horrible odor. A new study out of Denmark found teenagers do not recognize the scent of sweat and body odor, especially of their own. Isn't that crazy? In other words, and this is what they think, this is what they're hypothesizing. Basically, they get used to the scent before they even fully recognize it and realize it's bad. Like, they grow up with it. Like, a kid will sweat when they hit puberty. You know, they start sweating, they start getting a little funk, you know. You get a little hint of funk. And they get used to it. So it's just natural. Like, they don't even realize it's bad. It's just natural. It's just something that's there. And this is crazy. I mean, this is so nuts. And so they don't even know that the room is unordinary. They don't even know it. They're confused by the fact that people say their room stinks. Teenagers are also least likely to recognize the scent of soap. But here's what they can smell. All right? Teenagers recognize the scent of Coke. Does Coca-Cola have a smell? Maybe I'm just too old. They recognize the smell of ketchup. Cookies. I guess some cookies have a smell. Candy. Candy doesn't have any scent. Marshmallows. And candy bars. They can smell a candy bar. Am I so old that my nose doesn't work with these things don't have any smell. So, when teenagers hit a certain age, usually in their 20s or right around 20, they start to smell their own body odor, and that's when they freak out. So, if your kid is one of these people who have a funky smelling room, don't be too hard on them, because they might not even smell it. They don't even know what's going on. So give your kid a break, all right? Let's see. This is interesting. 10% of people say they don't own a single book, but they do own an average of 8 different gadgets that are linked to the internet. If you want to explain America, all right? If you want to explain America, this is a pretty good way to do it. The things that have been happening in America, and people are going, oh my God, we're not this dumb. Are we this dumb? are we this dumb that we're doing blah, blah, blah? We might be on to something. Because according to a study, 10% of people say they do not own a single book. They own no books. By the way, people under the age of 24, it's 20%. But they own, on average, 8 things that link to the internet. This includes computers, phones, tablets, video game consoles, and everything else that, you know, connects to the internet. And in homes with kids, in homes that have kids, there are 11 devices on average that are linked to the internet. Isn't that crazy? They don't own a book, but they're connected to the internet. So we're getting our information from where? If you're going to get information, you're probably getting it from the internet. So let's face it, it's probably not accurate, which explains why we believe such bullshit. Well, bosses are sharing their stories on Reddit right now. If you follow, by the way, if you don't follow Reddit, R-E-D-D-I-T, there's something wrong with you. I go to Reddit. And that's reddit.com, R-E-D-D-I-T. I bet I'm on Reddit 15 times a day. I love Reddit. Go there and figure it out and have fun with it. You'll love it. But anyway, bosses are on Reddit and they're sharing stories that are phenomenal. All right. There's a discussion where the managers are sharing the dumbest thing one of their employees did to get fired. All right. And it's a running thread where people do this. And so I just want to I want to share with you some of the things the managers or bosses of Reddit shared, okay? Here's one thing that a guy said. We had a secretary who wouldn't get anything done. I eventually got fed up and looked at her work computer. When I looked at her work computer, I found out she was prostituting herself and using her company email. For a good time, email Janice at, oh my God. Another guy says, I had to fire a new dishwasher after she was caught on camera throwing silverware and plates into the dumpster instead of putting them into the dishwasher. Here's another one. I had a server take a sip out of a customer's Dr. Pepper and Coke right in front of them to see which was which. So it was either a waiter or a waitress that was bringing, you know, drinks to the table and said, oh my God, I forgot which one was Dr. Pepper and which one was Coke. Hold on. Oh, this is the Dr. Pepper. Here you go. While the customers were horrified. Another guy says, a 20-year-old new guy called in sick. We were all very concerned when he said he had a stroke. Well, the guy also lived across the street from the store. So some of us were going to walk over to see if he was okay. When we got outside, we saw him pack up his truck with beach gear and his girlfriend, who was in the front seat. and then drive off to the beach. And last but not least, my assistant manager's register was exactly $3.64 short after every shift. It turns out that's how much he was spending at Taco Bell for lunch. When we accused him of stealing $3.64 a day, he thought we meant all the merchandise and other things he'd been taking. He was fired. Oh, my God. So if you get a chance, you literally have to read Reddit. You'll love this. And last but not least today, this is something, okay? This really is something. According to a new study, and stay with me here, you're more likely to survive heart surgery if you're overweight. Researchers found, they looked at 400,000 cases. And they found that 4.4% of people at a healthy weight died while having heart surgery, compared to just 2.7% of patients who were obese. It is insane, but study shows people who are healthy have a higher chance of dying during heart surgery than people who are obese. Scientists can't figure out why the obese people survive heart surgery better than healthy people. But it is good news because a lot of patients get denied surgery because their doctors think being overweight might lower their survival chances. This study shows it's actually the opposite. However, doctors do say please don't get obese in hopes to survive heart surgery. If you're healthy, you still have the best chance of avoiding heart problems down the road. And by the way, that's the other thing with this study that people found interesting is, on the whole, there are more obese people that get heart surgery than there are healthy people. Almost two times as much. So that's why it was shocking that the numbers for healthy people were so high and the numbers for obese people were so low. So I guess we're giving you we're leaving on a good note. You know, I'm giving you something, you know. So if you're fat, hey, if you're a little fat, what do you care? You got one good thing going for you. And let me go with this. Listen, the top movies, all right? The top movies. There was a shock at the box office this weekend is what they're saying. A shock. Let's run it down for you. Number 10 was Sleepless. I think that's Jamie Foxx. Number 9 was a movie called The Founder starring Michael Keaton. And that was supposed, they were kind of hoping that one would be a little bigger. It only made $3.8 million. It came in at number 9. Patriots Day made $6 million. That's Mark Wahlberg. It's about the bombing in Boston. Number 7 was Monster Trucks. I have no idea what that is. I think that's some kind of kids film. Number 6 was Rogue One, a Star Wars story, which made $7.04 million. By the way, that movie's made $512 million in its 6 weeks of release. Number 5 was La La Land, City of Stars. made $8.4 million. Number four was Sing, which made $9 million. Number three, this is a great movie. You guys should see. This movie's so good. It's Hidden Figures. Have you seen this movie? It's made $84.2 million, but it made $16.3 million. It is fantastic. It's a movie about the space race, all right? And it's about these African-American women who worked at NASA and how they were involved in the space race. And I'm telling you, the movie is so good. And how one of them fought the law in Virginia to get to go to a high school for college classes. Another one was on the team that figured out the formula for leaving the planet and returning during orbit. It really is a great film. It really is. And it's a Taraji P. Henson. Kevin Costner's in it. Let's see who. Oh, you know who's good in it? Is the guy who plays Sheldon. James Parson is really good in this movie. But it's and they're in supporting roles. But I'm telling you, that's a great film. Really good film. There's more in it, but I don't have time. Number two, The Return of Xander Cage made $20 million. And number one was shocking. It was M. Night Shyamalan's movie Split, which people were predicting it make like 18, 17. It made $40 million. It's crazy. Made $40 million at the box office. And that's the number one movie of the week. So there you go, people. I filled you in today. I filled you in with all the information that you need. That's what we did on today's show. Anyway, I thank you for listening. This has been the Morning Disaster on Monday, January 23rd, 2017. Nikki's back tomorrow, and I will be too. Talk to you guys then.